White House claims voter suppression in Georgia election despite Democrat victory. By Charlie Spiering on December 7, 2022. The White House on Wednesday continued to claim voter suppression in Georgia despite Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock winning re-election. What I can say, and not going into any specifics of your question, but what you all reported is that there was suppression, that we saw that throughout the Georgia election, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said at the daily briefing. Warnock won the runoff election Tuesday, despite Democrats raging about the new election integrity laws passed by Republicans and signed by Governor Brian Kemp last year. Biden famously claimed the new laws were a 21st-century Jim Crow assault and a blatant attack on the Constitution, accusing Republicans of being racist by relying on security measures like voter ID to strengthen the integrity of the elections in Georgia. Despite their complaints, there was record turnout among Georgia voters in both the general election and the runoff election. But Jean-Pierre clung to the idea that there was voter suppression, praising Americans for making it to the polls anyway. Look, even with that, the American people came out. They came out in historic fashion, she said. They made their voices clear. Warnock also complained of voter suppression during his campaign victory speech on Tuesday night. Just because people endured long lines, that wrapped around buildings, some blocks long, just because they endured the rain, and the cold, and all kinds of tricks in order to vote doesn't mean that voter suppression does not exist, he said. It simply means that you, the people, have decided that your voices will not be silenced.